Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, and thank you for inviting your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. I appreciate you opening your homes, your automobiles, convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever you are, that we might come in and tell you, yes, there is truly something you can believe in. I'm so glad that God has given us another chance, another opportunity to come in your home to simply tell you the beautiful story about Jesus and His love. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning. Hope you enjoy the song here.
Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in His lovely hand? As Jesus was walking the last mile to Calvary's hill, Peter had denied Him, they cried, "Crucify Him," but He was in His Father's will. As He hung there in silence, our fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that He said, "Forgive them," and cried, "It is finished." There were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in His lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Now who put the thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in His lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?
Well, the Bible says, even though I'm dead, I yet speak. And Martha speaks through the music, and I'll tell you, it blesses my heart. I'm so glad for you. Hope that Daryl's listening this morning. Daryl, I want to send that song out to you. I know that you love Martha's music, so I want to send that out especially to you. That's my server of the internet that we have, and that you can pull it up on stbi.org. And all you got to do is type in www.stbi.org, and you can hear all of our sermons, our songs, or anything you want there is there on the internet. And Daryl Olson and Dana, his brother, is in charge of that, and I know that they appreciate the broadcast. So let's go right back and listen to this song.
I live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I watch for the roses red, when fades the lilac blue. And in early fall, when the brown leaves fall, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, then I would remain to finish with a scroll. No lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, but memory is one gift of God that even death cannot destroy. Should you go first, then I would remain for the battles to be fought. Each thing you touched along the way, there'll be a hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, and though blindly I may grope, but the memories of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first and I would remain, one thing I'd have you do, just walk slowly down that long, long path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step that you take, that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name.
Yes, sir. Just walk slowly down that path. I'll be coming soon. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm in no hurry now. I'm not in any hurry to go, but I'm ready. And that's important that you be ready, because we know not the hour, we know not the moment that we're going to slip out of this body into a brand new body. And I can't hardly wait, but anyhow, until God gets through with me, I'm going to stay right here and continue to try to bless people on the radio. With this radio ministry is truly a blessing into the hearts and lives of a lot of people, and they enjoy it. And I'm so glad that God gave it to me, and I appreciate all the help and the support that I get. And it's for you. It's for you. And I do this because I want to bless you, and you bless me by giving. So let's go back and listen to this song now.
I was lost, but you knew where to find me. I was hungry, you were bread for my hungry soul. I was thirsty, and you gave me living water. You were my shelter when I had no place to go. Sometimes I just want to praise you. Sometimes just to speak your name. Sometimes I just want to thank you and not asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you, Lord. And Calvary is the reason why. When I think of the love that you've given, Lord, when I think of the awful price that you paid just for me, why then the trials of this earth, they just seem like nothing when they're compared to dark Calvary. Sometimes I just want to praise you.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes just to speak I just want to thank you. Without asking you for anything. And sometimes I lift my hands to you.
Oh yes, we just lift our hands to him.
And sometimes all I do is cry. Everything that I have, I owe to you, Lord. And Calvary is the reason why. Sometimes I just want to praise you.
Just to praise you.
Sometimes just to speak.
Just to speak your name.
Speak your name.
Sometimes
I just
want to thank you.
I just
want to
thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you.
Without asking you for anything. Sometimes I lift my hands to you. Sometimes all I do is cry.
Everything
that I have,
I have to give
Lord. And Calvary is the reason why.
Well, I say praise the Lord. I'll tell you, I could have went on with that song. I hope that you can understand it. It was a great song. Sometime I just want to cry. Sometime I want to lift my hands to you, Lord. You've been so good to me. I was thinking, talking to somebody the other day. I know a lot of preachers in my time and spent a lot of time with them. And I'll tell you, they've come and gone, but God, for some reason or another, has left me. God bless my heart and has helped me. I've got 6 stents. I've had 13 surgeries. Someone came one day to the funeral home, and I was doing a funeral. They came just to see what kind of shape I was in. They said, I know what you've been through and all that, and I just wondered what you look like and having 13 surgeries. I said, well, God's been so good to me, I don't know where to start at. I'll tell you, I feel great. If my eye was good, I'd still be in the pulpit, pastoring a church. But, well, God has seen fit to heal my eye. But anyhow, I know that God before me, there's no power that can stand against me. So we're going to do one more song for you, and I'm going to preach to you.
John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river, where loved ones dwell, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river, over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
In Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to notice something here, back here in the 12th verse. Paul never wanted to set himself up any higher than anyone else. And in his reading or in his writings, you will find that Paul was very careful to point out that he wasn't head and shoulders above anyone. If you would ask Paul anything to speak on, he wanted to talk about the Lord being crucified, about justification. And in this verse 12, notice what Paul said. It's not as though I have already obtained, either were already perfect. So Paul is trying to say to us, hey, folks, I am among the struggling few. And life is a struggle. I mean, you'll never get away from the struggle of being a Christian. One of the biggest problems that people have as being Christians is when they think they get saved, all of the problems are solved. You'll never have another bad situation. Nothing bad will ever happen to you again. And we got some of those kind of people who all of a sudden move into a phase where they become holier than thou. In other words, one trip to the altar and all of a sudden they become perfect. But Paul said, it's not as though I have already obtained. I am trying and pressing toward the mark or I will obtain. But when Paul went on to say this, he said something else that I think is very important. In verse 9, he said, I want to be found in Him. Now that's very important to every one of us people. Not only Christian people, but every person that walks upon God's earth ought to realize that they are already in God. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying you're a Christian. I am simply saying you are already in God. You're already a part of God. In the Bible, the creation of man, God placed Himself within every human person. Every human being became a part of God. Every human being that was born of woman now becomes a part of God. Because the Bible said, God breathed into man's nostrils and he became a living soul. Now God could have spoke him into existence. God could have simply taken the clay and the dirt, and when he made man, it simply spoke him into existence. But he wanted to be part of man. He wanted to place himself within man. And the only way he could do that was to make man to breathe in his nostrils. That's why the Bible said, then he became a living soul. And then from man, God reached into man and brought forth a woman. And the woman coming from man now she becomes a part of God, man, and also a part of God, because she came out of man and a part of God came out of man into her, and now she is also a part of God. Now that might be kind of hard to understand. But then again, we've got to understand that to understand what Paul is saying when he said, I want to be found in Him. Now, I said a while ago that every person is a part of God. He's the makeup of God. He's the express image of God. He's the express likeness of God. But just because we are made of God and made like God in God's likeness and in God's image does not mean that we are in Christ Jesus. You see, here comes the dividing line. You only get in Christ through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. You don't automatically, when you're born into the family of God. Is that why in John 3 that Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again? Nicodemus said, I'm already born. I'm an old man. Must I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, you're not going to be born of flesh, but you're going to be born of the Spirit, the water, and the Spirit of God. So you see, there is a new birth. And when we get into Christ, Paul said in verse 9, I want to be found in Him. It's very important that we get in to Christ. And that Christ gets into us. Paul said, I want to be in Him. I want Him to be in me. There is a great difference in being in God or just being made of God. You see, the children of Israel, they were in Egypt's bondage. Now, jump on that all of a sudden. Everybody is a sinner because, after all, they were in Egypt's bondage. And Egypt is a type of sin. But notice here, the Bible said while they were in Egypt's bondage, they needed deliverance. So therefore we say, he's a sinner, we bring him out of Egypt's bondage, and therefore we bring him out of sin and take him into a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Have we? What have we actually done? We have taken man out of Egypt's bondage, and we have brought him into the land of Canaan. But note, the Bible said the children of Israel still had Egypt in them. And a lot of people have really joined the church. A lot of people have been baptized. A lot of people confess God. They confess everything. But is Jesus in them? Are they truly out of the world? Have they came out of the world? Are they a separated and different kind of people? Paul is talking about literally letting Jesus Christ come into my heart and letting me come into the heart of Christ. I don't know about you, but I was unhappy as I could be. I did not enjoy life.
I have a source of strength when I am weak that helps me through. When life is pressing me, I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. Shed on Calvary, those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need I claim those precious blood stains. I do not know how others make make it through, to never go to Calvary as I do. For there the healing, cleansing streams still flow, with peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain, I claim those precious blood stains.
Yes, sir, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I remember a man said to me one day, he said, "How come you always preaching on sin? Why are you always preaching on the blood?" I said, "Well, without the shedding of His blood, there is no remission for sin." And I said, "I love to tell people that they need to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ." I used to sing with my youth congregation. They'd say, "What will wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ." I thank God that God gave me He washed me a long time ago, and I still got to go back and ask forgiveness. I make mistakes every day. I'm not perfect. I'm far from being perfect. But one day, when I walk on streets that go, I will be perfect. When I meet Christ, I will be made into perfection, and I will be like Him, because I am going to see Him like He is. And you will too one day if you're true and faithful to Him. That's why Paul said, "I have not yet apprehended, but thank God I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I'm reaching forth to those things which are in front of me." And we've got to reach. Sometime when you're reaching, you got to really stretch out there and really reach. Father, I bring my congregation to You. I know, Lord, there's a lot of people out there listening today through the means of radio, through the means of the internet, across the waters in the foreign countries. I pray for everyone, Lord. If they have not had a blood applied, I pray that they will confess their sin and let You cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Take away that filthy heart, that filthy mind, and fill them with Your Holy Spirit. Give them that peace that surpasses all understanding, God, because You are God and only You can forgive sin. So I thank You for my congregation, those who have prayed and paid for this preacher to keep him on this radio station. I pray, God, that somehow or another that they will be blessed abundantly above and all that they could ever expect. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you today. I do hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast. Sound right to me. Help me if you can financially to keep this ministry going into the hearts and into the lives of people across the internet. I appreciate Daryl and Dana on the internet. Again, I tell you, you can pull it up by simply typing in www.stbi.org, and you can pull us up and get all of our sermons and all the singing and all of that. And we thank Dana and Daryl for doing that. I thank you for standing behind me. In Jesus' name, I pray for you every day. Well, you pray for me, but until...
We are going home.
You can write to me, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. 1-800-633-6251. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
I caught a glimpse of God's hand.